Like, but so like I got two little girls. Like I know at this age they can be easily influenced to thinking whatever is okay. Even though, yes, God, the Holy Spirit dwells in my house, and I know that, you know, for a fact, it's still like you as the parent are responsible for what you expose them to. Even if you're trying to minister to somebody, you know, or not, like you ultimately are going to be held accountable for what you allow into your household, you know, whether that's what you watch on TV, whether that's who you invite over, you know, all I'm saying is be careful, you know, you don't ever want to be blindsided by somebody that's dealing with that stuff. And, you know, I'm not even going to go into it, but basically you picking up what I'm putting down. You know, and like not to say you're turning your back on that person, but I have learned firsthand in my walk and like with ministering to people, there's some people that just don't accept it. And once God reveals that to you, there is nothing you can do because you and me don't save them. God does. And if they're going to reject Christ, you don't need to have, you know, you can pray for them.
Yeah, you need to
Yeah.
cut it off.
But yeah, you can't let that continue because what it's going to do is like, you know, well, my dad always hung around, you know, this community and he said he didn't agree, but it's like he kept all these people around, you know, and it's going to influence your kids, you know what I mean, is what I'm saying.
I guess we just had a
Yeah.
misunderstanding with that. I guess, because I completely agree with that. Now, if you minister to them and they flat out told you, "Hey, I'm never going to
Yeah.
believe this," then that I believe. Okay, all right, I need to
Right. But,
separate myself because obviously,
yeah. And that's
if
what I mean. Like, if,
there is something there that's got a
yeah.
hold of them, that
Yeah.
you don't want a
Now,
hold of you. So that I
yeah. And if
agree
they're
with.
receptive to it and are trying and like are interested, the Holy Ghost will direct you, you know. And like, I've been in many, you know, situations to where it's like, I didn't even know I remembered that scripture, but God gave it to me in that time for that person, you know? So it just, you have to have discernment of the spirit when you're ministering to people like that. And how, if they are taking it to heart, I'm not saying they're going to get saved like right at that instance, but if they're listening to you and you can tell God's working on them, you know, they might try to get up with you again to ask you questions. By all means, go and minister to them. I just mean there's no reason to put your family, your household in jeopardy if they're not even, yeah, if they're
That I
not
agree
even
with.
accepting of it. Like at that point, it's almost like you're trying to save them. You know what I mean? Like your flesh, or well, I shouldn't say your flesh, but like your mind is like, okay, well, if I just keep pushing and pushing, you know, that's going to push them further away anyway. God might be like,
Yeah, that's
yeah.
gonna
So
drive.
God may have used you for just a small part. Like, you know, well, I think we talked about the last
Like we
podcast.
talked
Yeah.
about the
Like,
last episode, how he's using you just
yeah.
to put a
Like,
thought in their head,
this
and
is
then
your
they go on
part.
their own
And then
and
over here, this is somebody else's part. And then the final part is like, you know, that it's like where they finally
Oh
accept,
yeah.
but your part might be here. And if you try to do a little more,
And you might
you're
be
gonna mess up this
blocking
person
if
that's
you
trying to do this much. You know what I mean? So
I completely understand what
yeah.
you're saying there. You're basically going to be blocking, you're supposed to be this part, but if you go here, you're going to block the person that was supposed to be here that was going to help steamroll it
Yeah.
even more. But because you were doing all this extra stuff, you pushed them farther, and then that person that was supposed to
Yeah.
be here can't even communicate with them because of
Yeah.
your doings. Because the person's like, I hear it enough. I don't
Right.
want to hear
Yeah.
it.
And
And so I completely
not
agree
to
with
say
that.
that person can't be saved. God can find somebody else to, like, you know, so that's why.
If God wants you, you're gonna
Yeah,
get got.
exactly. But that's why like discernment of the spirit is so important to know when God wants you to do something and know when he's like, okay, that's enough. You're going into your thinking and what you want. Right now, I just wanted you for this part, and that's what's
And
important.
that goes back to what we talked about in the last podcast of knowing God's voice and knowing how God communicates with you. And once you understand that, you can understand, okay, this is God's thinking. This is my thinking. Like, this is what he told me to do. And this right here is what I want to do. And that's not, no. Like, I'm going to do what he said, and that is it. Like, I'm not going to go into my fleshly desires and try to push even farther or go even farther because he didn't build me to go there. He built
Yeah,
me to go
exactly.
here.
It's just we just have to stand firm on what we believe, and I know Marcus won't, and I definitely won't. I will not back down from, what we know is right. What God has revealed to us,
I
it's
won't.
like is either right or wrong. There's no in between. What they done was absolutely wrong. But we can't let that turn into hatred. But we do need to call it out as Christians.
No.
We need to call it out so it doesn't
We
make
need to
other
call
people
it.
go astray.
We need to call it out in a loving manner. Keep that in mind, in a loving manner. Because if you're coming from a place of hate, that is flesh. That's not of Jesus. That's not of God. That is of flesh. And you need to take a step back, cool yourself down, calm yourself down, and then go have that conversation with them. Don't go into a conversation with hate. Go into it with love, because that is the only way we're going to connect people to Jesus is by showing them the love of Jesus. If we show them hate, that is just going to drive them even farther. So, like Lucas said, we're going to always stand up. And if somebody's not doing what they're supposed to, like I hold my wife to a standard. And if she's not meeting that standard, I'll tell her, like, hey, like, you know better. Like, that's not what God wants. Like, let's just, like, and she does the same with me. She'll be like, hey, like, that's not it. And that's, as Christians, that's what we're supposed to do. Just like Lucas, if Lucas sees something I'm doing, I expect him to be like, hey, like, that is out of line, buddy. Like, time out, back up before you mess some things up. Like, let's
Yeah,
get a grasp
definitely.
of it and let's, like, calm it down. And I'll do the same for Lucas and same for
Absolutely.
Brian. Like, but that's what we're supposed to do as Christians, is hold each other at a higher standard and try to help us stay to that higher standard. Like, calling somebody out isn't bad. Calling somebody out is helping them keep their salvation and helping them get closer to God. Because if I see Lucas do something he's not supposed to and I don't say nothing to him, I'm just as bad. I'm just as bad because I did not help my brother out. It says in the Bible that I am my brother's keeper. I am supposed to look out for my brother. Lucas is my brother. I'm gonna look out for him. So if I see him doing something he's not supposed to, I'll be like, hey man, like that's not what we should be doing. And then once 9 times out of 10, if I say that to Lucas gonna be like, yeah, you're right. Like, my bad.
And but I
And
know,
then
well, from our past conversations, it's like we already know like where we fall short. And me and Marcus, we talk pretty often, like what the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You were supposed to do that. We're supposed to help each other out with our struggles. And if you don't have that type of support, I would highly recommend trying to find like a men's group at church or somebody that like you can talk to just one on one. It's everybody has struggles and things that they deal with, and you might not want everything being said, but you do need to talk about it. You need to figure out a game plan to get over whatever you're dealing with. Thank God that we can go to the Father and He forgives us of our sins. And but sometimes, and God may put somebody in your life that has been through down that road and that has beaten it. And but if you never say anything, you're not gonna get the help that you need, and whether that be with, yeah, and whether and that goes back to the whole gay issue and everything like that. Like, if you're having those thoughts or anything that's not of God, like, reach out to somebody, reach out to somebody that you know for sure is, right with God and that can help lead you in the right direction.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, Lucas has got the right thought, and that he is absolutely right, but also be careful and who you trust, because they can lead you astray. You can be led astray by the you the and it's not because of what their purposes are. It's just because they don't really understand it themselves. Like, they're still growing. So make sure you find the right people, because you don't want to follow blind people. You want to find people that have been in faith and understand the Bible and are living the way they're supposed to. Like, they might be your best friend, but that don't mean you need to take their advice, because it might be coming from the wrong place. And it's nothing bad. They might have true intentions in their heart, but it's because their life and their heart isn't where it needs to be. So definitely find somebody, but make sure it's somebody that's going to be leading you the right way, and you guys aren't going to both be lost together trying to be found, because that's not going to help nothing. You're just going to stay lost, and you're going to stay in your delusional state of lostness. You have to find somebody who has a little bit of knowledge and has been found, so that you can be found. You can no longer be lost, and you can be found in Christ.
Exactly. And you just verify everything with scripture. If somebody says something that doesn't sound right to you, don't just go along with it. Go and verify it. Because you're, yeah,
Question
because
it.
ultimately you are responsible for your soul and your salvation. Now, salvation is free, it's a free gift, but you have to make sure that you're doing the things of God, that you're doing what God wants you to, and that whatever somebody says, whether they're preaching or, there's some street preachers and everything, but we need to know enough scripture that we can verify what they're saying is true, a lot of these progressive churches have no idea what they're talking about. I would say I would never sit under a congregation that has a rainbow flag in it. That's, me personally, because I know that they're leading people astray. The Bible clearly says that that's not okay, and that's, that's just what it is. You can get angry at me, but that's what God said. So I guess you're really angry at God,
And I completely agree. Like, there is a man and a woman for a reason. And God, or Jesus, said in the Bible that men should not be sleeping with men, and women shouldn't be sleeping with women. They should be man and wife, husband and wife, man and woman, come together as one. And then that is the proper, like, thing. So if you don't believe in that, then, I mean, go to the Bible. You can read it for yourself. And if you get upset with us, that is not our intentions. Our intentions aren't to trigger or upset anyone. But if you get upset, that means we're just hitting a spot that's already sore, obviously. Like, we're hitting you where it hurts. So maybe there's some meaning behind that. Maybe you should do your own research and stuff like that, because our jobs as Christians is try to get the lost found, like, help the lost be found. That is our job, and that is what we're trying to do with this podcast, is help the lost become found, so that they too can join us in heaven after this life. Like, they too can have an eternal life with God and Jesus, and peace and love, and that is all you'll feel, is peace and love. And we're trying to, I want as many people to go to heaven and stay away from hell. I don't want anyone to go to hell. That does not seem like a desired place from what I've read in the Bible. I don't even want to imagine it. I live in Lake Havasu City and it gets 120 degrees and that is way too hot. Like, I am not trying to go to hell to deal with that heat. That is not what I want.
And I think, one of the lies of the enemy is, oh, when you die, there's just nothing. It's like, well, dude, what if you're freaking wrong, bro? Like you just
Yeah, like.
you're screwed, man. Like you so like and that's I know for a fact that Jesus is real. I know that Jesus dwells in me. But, it's like kind of getting down to their level. It's like, well, okay, well, if I'm wrong, then nothing happens. But if you're wrong, you're facing eternity in hell, So,
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Like, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they brought up that whole saying, and the guy was like, "Well, if I'm wrong one time, and that is it. If you're wrong, you're
Yeah,
wrong for an
exactly.
eternity."
There's no getting out of it.
So, like, what chance do you want to take? Do you want to be eternally wrong, or do you want to just be wrong one time and then, like, supposedly we're not going to know anyways? If we are wrong, which we're not, I 100% believe that there is no way that this is wrong. There is too much facts and evidence in the Bible that is backed up in today's world. Like, you can look up things that happened that was written in the Bible 2,000 years ago that is happening right now that they said was going to happen. So it's like, how can we be wrong? How can those people 2,000 years ago knew what was going to happen
And
today?
I'll say,
There's no possible way.
and my
Like,
well, my phone's about to die, but I'll say this. If you need God to reveal himself to you, if you come to him humbly and say, Lord Jesus, I want to believe, but I need to feel something. I need to feel your presence. He will absolutely do that for you. If you come to him with a sincere heart and are wanting to find the truth, God will reveal the truth to you because Christ is truth. He is the way, he is the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. If you pray in Jesus' name and are trying to be saved, but you need some evidence. God knows exactly what you're thinking, but the Bible says you have not because you ask not. So if you need to ask to be saved or to ask to feel something, to have that evidence up here that you need, God will absolutely do that for you. And if you're listening to this right now and people have told you before that, oh, that's not good to do because you just need to have, blind faith. It's like, well, God will reveal himself to you if you ask him,
Show himself.
Blind faith is more, it's like, I feel like it's more of people that have already saved and are just trusting in Christ no matter what, in which we do and we need to, and we can always do a better job with that. But I feel like that blind faith part is for somebody that has already, come to Christ, that has already felt his presence, you know what I mean? That they're trusting in him to
I
deal
completely
with whatever they're dealing with or fix whatever situation.
I completely agree with that. Completely agree with that. Like, I completely agree that the blind faith is for the believer, and that, like, no, like, everyone's gonna question it in the beginning. Like, is this real? And like Lucas said, you will figure it out it's real by just asking Jesus to reveal himself, and also to get in the word. Just get in the word and then see the things that are going to change in you, and you're going to be like, okay, this is not possible. Like, this would not be possible with just me. So, I mean, that is as easy as it gets.
I don't know why I stopped. I had to put my phone on charge.
No, you're good. You're good. But I feel like you guys, like, everybody that's listening, watching on YouTube, whatever, just understand that there is a better life. Like, No matter what struggles you're going through, what hardships you're going through, what problems you got, there is a better life. It's not going to be a night and day change. It's going to be a slow, progressive change. But there is a better life. I'm living proof of that. Lucas is living proof of that. Brian's living proof of that. There's plenty of Christians that is proof of a better life by just accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believing in him, and then the transformation will happen on its own. It's not going to be a day and night transformation. It's going to be a slow progression, but the transformation starts by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It starts there, and then just hold on, because the change is going to happen, and you're going to go for a ride that you never thought was imaginable, and it's going to be the best thing you've ever done. But that is the end of the podcast for now. We'll join you guys again next week. Hope you guys have a blessed week. Just get into the Bible, start studying it, figuring it out for yourself. If you guys have any questions, you can reach us out on any social platforms, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. Ask your questions. We'll answer to the best of our abilities. I'm going to always try to answer y'all's questions biblically. I'm going to find some kind of biblical truth to your question to help answer it. So it's not going to be just my own opinion. I'm going to find, like, you ask me a question, I'm going to find something in scripture that will back up my answer to your question. Just so you guys know that I'm not trying to lead people astray. It won't be in my opinion. It'll be Jesus's and God's opinion. But you guys have a blessed week, and we'll see you next time.